Good morning, folks. I just want to spend a few minutes with you about the blogs, which are due this Friday, not today, thank God, for all of you. What you see up here is my blog and the drop-down menu with Australian literature, and that's what yours should look like. Okay? So when it comes to mark your, for me to mark your blogs, I'm going to go to your Australian literature category, and I want to be able to, especially I will go straight to the summative entry, and I will go straight to the peer reviews. I'll just check that you've done the peer reviews, and I'll read through your summative entry, and then I will look at your best blog, And the other categories, critical and creative, they're less important, but I'll have a quick look through your blogs. I'll be looking at your best blog, which you've nominated as your best blog, and looking at the other blogs, and then I'll give a global mark to your performance in the e-portfolio. Now, does anybody not know how to get these categories yet? Okay, so I'm going to go quickly over this here. Here is my toolbar on the left-hand side of WordPress. I've shown you this before, but at the bottom, some of you will have, others of you won't have, a link called WP Admin. You need that. And if you don't have it, then you have to add it to your end of your URL, and you can see it's come up there, /WP-admin/. Because that takes you to a deeper level of your sidebar. And there's just two things you have to do here. You have to go to the link for posts and to categories, and that's where you create your categories. If you haven't got categories yet, that's where you create your categories, and then you save those and you add new categories. When you've got the categories, you have to go down to appearance and you have to go to menus. And under menus, you find all the categories that you've created, and that's where you organize them and arrange them so that they appear on your front page. So here's the menus page, and you are going to the menus that are associated with categories, not the ones that are associated with pages or posts, but categories. That's what you're going to, categories. So you click on categories, and here you've got, you can view all your categories, or I would go to view all, and here you select the ones that you have just created, and you click on them and you add them to your menu, and they will appear over here. This is your menu. At the end of that menu, you have to save them, and you can see that there's a hierarchical menu. You can see Australian literature is the main menu, and then submenus: critical, best blog, creative, peer review, summative entry. And you can drag these across, you can make them submenus, or you can make them main menus. If you make them submenus, they will appear automatically in your drop-down menu. So up here in the site, you'll see now I've created those menus, and there they all are, drop-down menu, click on the sidebar. Now that might have been too quick for some of you. Most people in the class know how to do this. So please, if you don't know how to do it, first thing is, please ask someone else in your tutorial, can you please help me? I'm having a bit of trouble. If that's not possible, send me an email. We'll arrange a meeting time and we can do it in my office. Now, in terms of the content, I sent a Leo message out last night, which directs you exactly to the end of the unit outline where the topic for the summative entry is located. Anybody not got that yet? You all know what the topic is. Anybody not got that? So that's what you have to do. The summative entry is 500 words, focusing on that question and linking where you think it's appropriate, your blogs, to that topic. So there's several ways for me to access your blogs. I mean, I've got your URL site, so I can go through and I can see everything I need to. But if you've got a summative entry, and in your summative entry you mentioned that you've done something on this topic, and there's the link and it takes me straight there, and this is your best blog and it takes me straight there. You save my work, and it's more impressive to me that you're managing the digital environment well and you've produced an e-portfolio which anybody can read, and they can you know, travel through it comfortably and find out what your thoughts are on various issues. Any questions? Yes. Don't worry too much. 20% over the word limit is fine. But if you know, if you're writing books in there, I'm not going to read it. So it's good for you, but you won't get extra marks for it. Yeah.
So this time you changed the date to Friday.
I did.
So
by 11:59 p.m. Whatever I say there, you post that up into your into Leo. And the reason for that is that I need to get a fixed date for when you've completed it so that everybody's on the same page, so you're not spending an extra week completing it. And I will go to that particular date, and that's where the cutoff is for your contributions.
Is there a link where you upload to?
There is a link in Leo, yes. Okay. Just go into there, and you have to post that page into Leo. That's right. That's all you have to do. And make sure that your URL is there, and I can go straight from there to your blog. All right, any other questions? Thank you, Jess, over to you. Thanks. So I'll log out of here.
Yeah, I think this lecture in the middle is locked out.
Okay, so I'll just go to PC, and you have to log out and log in.
Yep.
Great, lovely, thank you. See ya. See you tomorrow.
Yes.